Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Fadli Ta'jil al-Fitri wa ma yuftiru alayhi wa ma yaquluhu ba'd al-Iftar. We finished the chapter on Sihri. Now we're going on to the chapter of Iftar. What? The chapter on the virtue of hastening to break the fast. When it came to Sihri, we said delay it closer towards the time of Fajr. And when it's coming to Iftar, when coming to break time to break the fast, now the virtue is to hasten to break the fast. In other words, don't unnecessarily delay. Sunset has come, don't unnecessarily delay breaking the fast, pulling it till Isha time, and after Isha, then only you break your fast. Hasten in breaking the fast. So the virtue of hastening to break the fast, that would which one should break the fast. In other words, what should we use, what should we eat to break this fast, and what one should say after breaking the fast, what dua a person should read after breaking the fast. So this is what this chapter is dealing with. The first hadith, عن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطرة متفق عليه. حضرت سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that people will remain on goodness as long as they hasten to break the fast. This hadith mentioned Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, and Tirmidhi Sharif, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will remain on goodness as long as they hasten to break the fast. Ulama give a few explanations, that it is mustahab for the fasting person to hasten in breaking his fast after the setting of the sun is established. There are various wisdoms in this, various hikmats, various wisdoms in it. Number one, it opposes the ways of the Jews, the Christians, and the Shias. It opposes the ways of the Jews, the Christians, and the Shias. There we see that the Jews and the Christians, that they don't hasten in breaking the fast. They think it of something to be extra piety. The longer you pull the fast, something of extra piety. But we are taught, no, what is established is established. We don't increase. In other words, we don't extend what Shariat has showed us to do. And we don't go beyond the bounds of Shariat and think that we are doing something that makes us more pious. Shariat is telling, this is the time to break the fast, this is the time we break the fast. We don't add on things into deen, thinking that this is part of deen. So therefore, one of the things we are told is, this is the time your fast ends, so that's what we do. We hasten and we break our fast at that time. Number two, it makes things easier for people by granting them more strength for acts of worship. It makes things for fasting person, makes it easier that he breaks his fast as soon as the time comes in. Number three, it will save people from excesses and extremes and prevent the boundaries of Islam from being eroded. The boundaries of Islam from being eroded when people now start going on to extremes. One person will say, okay, I fast half an hour more than the time. Another person says, no, I'm more pious, so I'm going to fast 1 hour more than the time. So what happens now is the actual times of fasting get changed because people think this to be good. But what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, goodness is in what? In hastening to break the fast. So it will save people from excesses and extremes and prevent the boundaries of Islam from being eroded. If such behavior is left unchecked, people may fast for much longer hours and feel that they are engaging in greater form of worship. They think to themselves that I'm doing more ibadat, whereas there's no more ibadat in delaying the fast. In Abu Dawud Sharif, the words come, because the Jews and the Christians delay it. So these words also appear. The Jews and Christians used to delay the fast until the appearance of the stars. It was for this reason that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummah will remain upon my sunnah as long as they do not delay to break their fast until the stars appear. This is mentioned Ibn Hibban and Hakim, that these Jews and Christians, they would wait for the stars. So you don't delay until such a time. You break it as soon as the sun has set. Remaining on goodness according to the narration of Abu Dawud Sharif means that Islam will remain apparent so long as Muslims bring this. In other words, this is part of the lifestyle of a Muslim to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. See how beautiful deen is. That we got the limits of deen. We act within the limits of deen. In acting within the limits of deen, this is what is rewarding. Not that a person changes deen and he adds things to the deen and he subtracts, but he is happy to make himself fit in deen. Ulama give an example like a plasticine ball. Person takes that ball and he can plasticine and he can shape it how he wants to shape it. If he wants to make one car with it, he can make a car. If he wants to make a house with it, he wants to make a house. He wants to make one ball, he can make a ball, he wants to make a box, he can make a box. However he wants to shape it, he shapes it. So like that we must be able to be shaped within Islam. It's not such that we want to shape Islam to fit us, but rather we get shaped so that we can fit into the house of Islam, not that we want to chip and chop and change the boundaries of Islam. We are happy Allah has made certain things halal. We are happy that Allah has made it halal. Allah has made certain things haram. We accept and we are happy that these are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't try to change the laws. We don't try to chip it. We don't try to change it. Even to such an extent that when it comes to the times of fasting, we don't even want to adjust that. We are happy with what has been chosen for us. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and read Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Try and come early for Jumu'ah Salah. Try and prepare mentally from now that I'm going to go early for the Salah. Then it will become easy to come early for Jumu'ah Salah and take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in engaging in Dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil